Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate. A Christian conservative, Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0222.
Well, wheat harvest is ongoing throughout the state this week, although current rains have made it a little bit harder to get in the fields. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says the high humidity isn't helping anything either.
Well, if you look at the wheat harvest, it's a little difficult to harvest wheat when you got 100% humidity and a drop of rain every once in a while. However, if you look at the impacts of the rain delayed harvest, some areas you have a little decrease in test weight. The wheat's still coming in relatively good quality, slightly below 60 a pound on probably on the average, but most wheat's coming in 60 pounds or better. You look at protein, wide margin in there, but I think the protein is coming in at least average or above average this year. It looks like it's relatively well. And the further north you go, the better the yields look. You get down in south central and southern Oklahoma, they still haven't gotten in there to see what they've got, but northern Oklahoma looks relatively good. You go out towards your panhandle, of course, it gets the harvest and the crop gets thinner and less out in that area.
Well, what's the latest news on the markets?
Well, I think the biggest news is the Russian-Ukraine fiasco. Russia came in this week. They said, hey, we've opened the seed lanes. We'll open the seed lanes. Let Ukraine export wheat. We're exporting wheat, and so we'll let that wheat out. And they say, but you've got to drop all the sanctions. So they drop a carrot in front of the market there. You'll notice what happens when they do that. You get declines in wheat prices, and that's, I think we need to pay attention to that. If Ukraine and Russia ever get to really exporting wheat, it's going to take our prices down.
Give us an update on prices.
Well, if you look at wheat prices, go back to April 1. You're somewhere in the $8 range, $8, $9 range. Wheat prices went up to the 11.50 range, wallowed around 11.50 to 10.50, got up to $13.13, and now they're back in that 10.50 to 11.50 price range. I think they're going to stay in that. Like I said, if Russia does let Ukraine export wheat, those prices will, I think, break that 10.50 level. If the Ukraine starts exporting, I think you're probably looking at 9 or 9.50, but right now, prices are close to $11. I think that looks like a good equilibrium price for the current situation.
To hear more from OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.